Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in, as we do each Wednesday at this time, Kyle Malin, the editor of MERS Newsletter and a columnist with City Pulse. Hello, Kyle. How are you?
Oh, great. How are you doing, Jack?
Well, just fine. And it sounds as if the city of Lansing is doing a little bit better today in terms of jobs from General Motors and a big announcement. Does this validate, if it hadn't already been done, the decision for these bridge loans that was made a couple years ago, I guess started with George W. Bush and then picked up by Barack Obama?
Yeah, I think we are starting to see some fruit being borne by what they're doing at the federal level. I think there was a lot of skepticism among folks that this was actually going to work. I know there was recently a book that was written where there was a quote in there from Governor Granholm in which she basically told the president, I hope you know what you're doing, or something to that effect. And I think we all were kind of holding our breath thinking the same thing. I hope you guys know what you're doing up there, because the track record for Washington sometimes isn't all that great. But no, it is great news. And, you know, it helps Verge too. I mean, it also makes him look good too, as he's trying to win the governor's race. Probably a little too late.
Yeah.
You know, the news is probably a little too late, but it certainly helps. And it
right.
For us here in the Lansing area, it shows that he's been pretty good in getting this stuff down here and bringing attention to it.
Yeah, and it may not be the right time. It may not be the right job. I guess the voters will make that decision on Tuesday. But I think Virg Brunero is still a pretty young man, and he's not out of this thing in terms of career office. Whatever happens to him as mayor is going to influence his future.
Yeah, I think so. You know, you look down the road, the redistricting for the Congress is going to be happening next year. That's always a possibility for him. Or, you know, there's no reason he can't stay being mayor of Lansing. I know he gets ants in his pants sometimes about staying in one job too long. Gets a little bored maybe or whatever. But, you know, he's been a pretty good mayor. And if he sticks to it and keeps his mind to it, there's no reason why he can't go back out. And, you know, 8 years isn't even all that long of a time really for him
right.
To go out and try this again if he wants to. And in that time, maybe he would be able to put together the proper campaign, probably the campaign that he would have wanted to put together had he had the time and not had to make a rush job out of it.
Some of these new numbers we've been seeing, I've seen people shake their heads and say, really? I mean, could you have imagined that Lansing would be the seventh fastest growing city in America?
No. No.
I can't either. It's just incomprehensible.
Yeah. No, I don't even know how to expand on that because I'm so stunned.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask you about this campaign in the 7th District. And
yes.
It's one of the wilder ones I have seen. I saw back-to-back ads again last night on numerous occasions, and I guess we're going to until Tuesday. But a very interesting story that Mike Householder did today for the Associated Press. And he quotes David Farley, a 71-year-old retiree from Albion, who is often a Republican, said he's going to vote for Schauer, and his comment was, if Satan was running on the other side of the ticket, I still wouldn't vote for Wahlberg.
You know, after some of these ads have been airing for so long, I don't know if Wahlberg's mom is even going to be voting for Wahlberg the way that this has been playing out. I've got a couple funny stories on the 7th Congressional District. On Monday, I was in Spring Lake giving a presentation to the folks out there about what was on the ballot, and
right.
I spent some time with a friend of my mom's, and he's obviously been watching these ads as well, and he said, well, what can you tell me about Mark Schauer and Tim Wahlberg, because I don't really know who I'm voting for on that. And I said, I hate to tell this to you, Gary, but you live in Morley, which is Mecosta County. You ain't going to be voting in this race.
Yeah, you know, that's not as funny as it sounds, because I've had some people who are in education come up to me and say, you know, I can't wait to vote. And I said, well, guess what? you're not in that district.
No.
You've got Mike Rogers.
Well, you know, the funny thing is this district, the 7th Congressional District, is sprawled so much across the southern boundary of Michigan that it touches four media markets.
Wow.
Grand Rapids Media Market, if you want to touch Battle Creek. Obviously, Lansing and Jackson, if you want to touch Jackson, Eaton County, that area. And then if you want to touch Washtenaw, you got to play in the Detroit media market. And if you want to touch Lenawee County, you're going to air some ads in Toledo.
No wonder this is such an expensive race. You've got to advertise everywhere.
They have to advertise everywhere. That's why all this money is being poured in. We did a story here at MERS yesterday that Tim Walberg is receiving the second most amount of money from outside groups from any race in the country. Wow. Number two behind a race in New York. Mark Schauer is getting $466,000 from outside groups. And Mark Schauer is also in the list with $3 million. Obviously, he's getting a lot, too. But it's just amazing the amount of cash that is coming in here, very quickly becoming one of the nation's most expensive elections of the year.
I am guessing whether you watch Fox News or MSNBC or CNN right in the middle, on Tuesday, somewhere you are going to see this story go national, and it's going to be one of the spotlight races. And, you know, you've got other districts here, and people don't even know who's running.
No, I know. And the 1st Congressional District, which encompasses 40% of our land mass here in Michigan, the entire UP and most of the northern lower UP, is probably just as competitive, if not more competitive, than the 7th Congressional District. That's gotten a lot of maybe media attention in those areas, but you don't hear a lot about it down here. And then there's also a competitive race still in Grand Rapids. The Democrat over there isn't going away in Grand Rapids with Justin Amash, and you got the 9th with Gary Peters. There's a lot of competitive races going on, but this one has, for whatever reason, has been a line in the sand drawn by the Democrats, and they're saying, you will not win, Tim Walberg, and all the interest groups are pouring in against him. And well, then you got the counter-reaction with the Republican-leaning groups going in against Schauer.
I was thinking, as a result of what David Farley had to say, the Schauer group may want to put together a last-minute ad better than Satan.
It certainly wouldn't hurt. You know, anything to cut through the clutter. But I think at this point, people are so sick of seeing Tim Walberg, Mark Schauer ads, I think they're just flipping the channel or hitting TiVo on it now. They're so sick of it.
It cracked me up, the newest one from Mark Schauer, and he says, you know, Tim Walberg and I agree that, you know, we're tired of these ads. And then he goes into a 20-second ad after.
Yeah.
So we're tired of it, but guess what? We got you. You're going to have to listen to it.
I will say this, though. What I have enjoyed about this race is that they are willing to engage each other in debates. I do appreciate that they will appear in joint appearances, and they'll continue their debates. And I don't know if civil's the right word, but, you know, at least they're not lunging across the table at each other. I find that good, that one of these candidates isn't hiding in a bunker and trying to play defense. But then again, they really can't. Neither of them can, because it's so competitive and so up in the air, you can't afford to let your opponent have an exclusive audience, you know, for even one day, because who knows what will happen. Maybe those will be the 50 votes that decide this race, and who knows, it could come down to something like that.
Kyle, I don't want to see another debate between Schauer and Walberg. I want to moderate the debate between David Farley and, you know, you've got Tim Walberg's mom. She could do a good job on the other side of this, right?
Yeah, I suppose. Or that little girl who has those coins that is being taken away. You know, what does she have to say?
That's right.
I want to know what her comments are.
Very interesting stuff. And, of course, you had a piece today in City Pulse?
Well, we did our election edition today.
Okay.
And so I actually did a lot of stories. It pretty much consumed my whole week and my weekend. And we also have endorsements out. And so we had that edition. If you're looking for some information on, let's say, the Secretary of State race, Attorney General, Supreme Court, we have bios on all the Board of Education races, Proposal 1, Proposal 2, congressional races again, if you're interested in that. We have a lot of information in that edition today for voters. If you don't feel like you've been caught up to speed, you don't want to vote based on just commercials, that's the edition to pick up, is the one that's on the stands right now, the City Pulse.
Okay, and that just hit the newsstands today?
Yeah, it did.
All right. Kyle, I'm a little concerned with Bill Ballinger and Tim Skubick and Susan J. Demas and you. You may all be in Tahiti the week after the election. I'm going to have to have a hard time getting guests because everyone's going to be on vacation.
No, I don't think so. You know, actually, next week is going to be a tough one for us here at MERS because it's going to be the week they announce caucus leadership.
Oh.
And so there's going to be caucus leadership votes. Now, for us over here, that's just as big as these elections, because then we'll know who the next House Speaker is going to be and the next Senate Majority Leader. And those can get very exciting. These caucus elections are very, very interesting. There's a tight race to be the next House Democratic Leader. There's a tight race to be the Senate Democratic Leader. The Senate Republican Leader is not put to bed yet. So those are going to be races that we'll be following early next week.
The fun continues.
Yeah. And then I tell you what, though, the week after that and then the week of Thanksgiving, I think you may be right on that, because the legislature does one of those hunting breaks, you know, because they haven't had enough time off in the month of October. So we've got to take a couple months off for hunting and Thanksgiving. And so those weeks are going to be a little scarce, I think, around here. Well, and I'm not going to be available on Thanksgiving. I'll just
That's good. You got a day off there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually going to Maui that week. So if I run into any of you there, I'll know that they've got all the caucus positions filled.
I didn't get one, darn.
Kyle, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure, Jack.
All right.